Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for Sunday, September the 19th. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of special parents Glenn and Betty Whittington and Sister Susan, given by Mary Liz and Joe Walls. A big thank you to Reverend Peter for preaching this week, the third Sunday of the month, in person, in live worship. The calendars that Bob Cayley have made are now available for viewing. There are the four themes, and they're going to be $10 each. Very nice, high-quality paper, an excellent gift. The concert featuring Denise Pelley and Steve Hollowitz and Adam is coming up on October the 2nd, Saturday at 7:30 at night, and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets must be purchased in advance. You can contact Adam at his phone, 519-615-2210, or email him to get your seats. The tickets are $25 each and proceeds to the work of the church. Tea and Talk has been postponed until the new year. Bible study is occurring Mondays at 10 a.m. in the hall. The fun drive, the loadout of the items that have been donated, will happen Wednesday, November 17th. We're still collecting things, and thanks to Jan and to Ron for leading in this. Gloria, please do save your canceled stamps for Gloria Thompson. The food cupboard continues to do much good, and thanks to Butch for leading us, and thanks to you for donating, either in cash for gift cards or in food items. And thanks for your generous love of Epiphany. Our church does much good quietly and without a lot of fanfare. Let's keep up our good work even as we're coming back from sheltering in our homes. And if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman, and her address is in our email. And thanks to everyone who helps in this service. The opening of our service. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we respond with, and with thy spirit. And we pray, Holy Wisdom, you granted Solomon's request for an understanding mind and the knowledge to discern good from evil. Fill us with such understanding and knowledge that we may act as instruments of your loving desire for creation, working with you to transform our conceit into concern for others, our fear into love, our violence into peace, and our brokenness into wholeness. Amen. The Gospel this week is Mark 9:30-37. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples and saying to them, The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you arguing about on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and the servant of all. And they took a little child and put the child among them. And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. The Gospel of Christ. And now a sermon. Some years ago, a school of theology was seeking a new president. Over 100 candidates applied for the position. The search committee narrowed the list to 5 equally qualified persons. They didn't know how to distinguish one from another. Then someone came up with a brilliant idea. Let's send someone to each of the institutions where each of the 5 finalists are currently employed. Let's interview the janitor of each place and ask them what they think of the person seeking to be our president. This was done. One janitor gave such a glowing appraisal of one person that that person was selected president of the School of Theology. Somebody on that search committee understood in a flash that those who live close to Christ become so secure in love that they no longer relate to other people according to rank or power or money or prestige. They treat everyone with equal dignity. They regard everyone as VIP. Now, in verse 32, we read a report on the disciples that's not overly complimentary. It says, but they did not understand what Jesus was saying. When confronted by true greatness, people simply do not understand it. Here's what happened with the disciples. One day, Jesus is passing through Galilee, and we're told that he did not want anyone in the area to know where they were. Why is that? Well, because he had something important to tell the 12. It was a strategic part of his plan. The Son of Man, he explains, is going to be betrayed into the hands of people, and they will kill him. Now listen to what he says next. And after 3 days he will rise. There it was, the crucifixion and the resurrection. The disciples should have been curious. They should have asked questions. They should have seen the significance. But the best they could muster up at this important moment was a blank stare and confused silence. They could not understand it because it did not meet what they felt was greatness, success, even for Jesus. How do we grow to the point that we stop measuring people by their successes and start regarding people for their service, for their sacrificial giving? Well, first, let's notice that true greatness is hardly ever recognized. How can we know greatness when we see it? Well, there are many ways to measure greatness. Some might say what makes for greatness is intellect, and by this they would hold up the example of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein developed the theory of relativity when he was 26 years old, and therefore, by some would say, by any measure, he's great. Others would say that what makes for greatness is courage. And so, Laura Secord should be held up as the standard. Laura Secord, during the War of 1812, saved Canada. Therefore, some would argue, she's great. Still others would say that what makes for greatness is spirit. They'd point to Jackie Robinson. The story of Jackie Robinson is a story of triumph and perseverance over adversity. If you've heard his story, you know the insults that were hurled at him. His story is the triumph of the human spirit. Perhaps some would say that one's contribution to the world is what makes for greatness. If that is the case, then few would argue against calling Jonas Salk great. It's difficult for us to imagine today the terror that the word polio struck in the hearts of parents. Many remember when they were a child. The vaccine was used on a mass scale in schools for the first time. You cannot deny that Jonas Salk contributed much. Greatness is never about self-promotion. One day, Jesus is walking with his disciples, and as they walk, they talk among themselves. At the time, they did not realize that he overheard them, but he clearly did. For when they later arrive at their destination, he questions them about it. The topic that they were talking about was who among them was the greatest. Exactly what they said, we don't know, but imagine that the conversation went something like this. Simon Peter said, "Well, I'm his right-hand man. I'm part of that inner circle. I'm the spokesman of the group. Therefore, I am the greatest." Whereupon Andrew might have spoken up, "Well, dear brother, let me remind you of something which you have conveniently forgotten. I was called into discipleship first. Indeed, I was the one who invited you to come to Jesus. I got you there. So therefore, I'm the greatest." The brothers James and John at this point speak up. You both missed the point. Greatness is measured by the amount that you've sacrificed. We were stood to inherit our father Zebedee's lucrative fishing business. We gave all that up. At this point, Matthew chimes in, well, if you want to talk about giving up money, I can play that game. I was a tax collector. None of you had as much money as I did. Therefore, I gave it up, so I'm the greatest. When the 12 arrive at their destination, Jesus asks them what they have been talking about back on the road. Likely Jesus knew what they'd been talking about. Yet with that question, the disciples were strangely quiet. They were embarrassed. It was at this point that Jesus told them, and by extension us, you and I, what it is that makes for true greatness in the eyes of God. Here it is. Are you ready for the big revelation? Jesus says, if you would be great, be a servant. If you would be great, be a servant. Help others. Someone once asked Dr. Albert Schweitzer who the greatest person in the world was. He answered, some unknown person who is doing the work of love. The greatest? Some unknown person who is doing the work of love. Jesus taught that heaven will hold some surprises. Honor and glory will be granted for behavior that so neutral, so undistinguished, so non-competitive. Take the simple illustration that Jesus gives of receiving a child. From somewhere, Jesus finds a small child who stands in front of them. We have to remember that children in Jesus' day were not especially valued. So Jesus says to everyone, whoever welcomes one of these little ones in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. He's talking about having a humble servant attitude, being willing to reach out to help the ones considered of no account by the world. Such simple acts mean much. Yes, many of God's children will be surprised to find that their faithful, simple service in the world for others has been the goal all along. The servant will be honored. The last shall be first. And now our hymn.
Sing a new song unto the Lord, let your soul be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Hallelujah.
Our Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And our prayers. Lord God, friend of those in need, your Son Jesus has untied our burdens and healed our spirits. We lift up the prayers of our hearts for those still burdened, those still seeking healing, those in need within the church and the world. Our prayers are asked for Jan, Ola, Roman, Velma, Zayden, Kendra, Margaret, Shirley, Helen, Deborah, Regina, Zach, Peter, Mark, and Dan, Linda, Dean, Alan, Aunt Frankie, Brian, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, Shelley, Connie, Jim, Jack, Jack and Julie, Jim, Mary, Kiana, Ella, Evelyn, Marion, Jade, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Edie, Ross, Francis, Bill, Jeff, Michelle, Pat and Grant and Kathy, Hope, Valerie, Pat and Tony, Melanie, Marlene, Pam, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, Jamie, Linda, Jean, Brian, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, Annika, David, Lila, Joanna Mack, Janice, Darren, Roland, Pansy, Rob, Pat, and her family, Clark and Alen. Hear our prayers, that we may love you with our whole heart, whole being, and willingly share the concerns of our neighbors. Amen. And as Jesus taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. And thank you for worshiping with us this day. We are back at church, but we will also be sending out our worship service by internet. So be in touch, call anytime. Our parting blessing song with Anusha. Thank you.